News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, it's been a full day already. We've been covering, and we haven't even gotten out of number one on the Triple Dipper. We had our moment there with Congressman Barry Moore, good interview, and certainly appreciate him making time for us. We had our grand counsel with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. But other than that, the entire topic has been, for the most part, Ukraine. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. I want to also tell you, too, we've got some things going on right now, not the least of which is that our team members are still highly active. All right. So yeah, I mean, ZLA Solutions, you need to know about ZLA Solutions, because in an economy like ours, which is strong and yet fragile at the same time, people are needing work. If you are still in need of a job, just know this, that ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com, they've got all kinds of jobs posted. You can go on there right now. There's jobs posted all over North Alabama, ZLAUSA.com. But if you're also an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, man, you can do it. Go to ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it, and fill out the ranks of your workforce. That's their specialty. That's their bread and butter. And they do a ton of other business solutions that you might want to check out. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. At ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So we got, by the way, I did open the phone lines up, and I think I've already got a caller. Just Copper, are you ready for that one right there? Line three. Yeah. Line three, Wayne from Athens. Hey, Wayne, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, yes, sir. Doing good. I just wanted to say the gentleman who just got off the radio with you, I would vote for that gentleman in a heartbeat, and, he probably needs to look at, going higher up, I guess, and help us out. Anyways, there's no reason. I wonder why we can't turn things back on quicker. When does the oath of office of protect us from foreign and domestic come into play, to where we can do what's right for the nation versus letting us go down the toilet?
Yeah. I mean, right now, you're right. And by the way, the guy you were talking about, Congressman Barry Moore, yeah, he's a good dude. Very much so, and he serves us in Congress quite well. But yeah, to your point, that oath of office to support and defend the Constitution, and you know, to provide for the common defense, is a part of our, you know, foundational documents. And that is not just for troops. That's, you know, to protect our economies and the other things that make us a nation. It's you're right, and we've got to see some solutions right now. The Democrats hold the tripartite. They've got the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It's going to take this coming election to flip that so that we can get something done. Thanks for the call, Wayne. Appreciate you being in the audience. I got one more before the break. Let me see if I can grab that. D from Huntsville. Hey, D, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, nice talking to you. I was watching the news this morning. You know, we're purchasing millions of barrels of oil off them, or how many it was. Here's my question. If we put sanctions on them, are they just going to stop selling them? I don't understand how sanctions are going to work when we're still going to be buying oil from these people.
No, it's a great point. And they can just, you know what, we can sanction them, and they can just raise the price of oil if they want to. I totally agree with
exactly.
You, D. I mean, it makes no sense.
We're the ones buying it.
It's almost like wink, wink, nod, nod. We'll keep buying your stuff. Just don't say anything when we, you know, shortchange you in the sanctions. I mean, it's either cut off. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
I agree with you, D.
All right,
thanks,
bud.
Man.
You take care.
Appreciate
good evening.
You too. I got time for one more. I got about a minute and a half left. I'll take Chuck from Huntsville on line five. Hey, Chuck, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
So I was listening to Representative Moore a few minutes ago, and
yeah.
I wanted to add to some of his points of, you know, what things need to be done. He mentioned securing the southern border, for example, and energy independence.
Yes.
I would really like to see our Republican and our conservative government officials start pushing back on the things that are eroding our liberties, like the Patriot Act, like the tax code, like some of the things that have come about, you know, as a result of COVID. You know, nobody seems to be talking about those. They're all, you know, everybody wants to be in opposition to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi.
No, I totally agree, Chuck, and you're right. And some of those things, like I do suspect that the low-hanging fruit is going to be COVID. If we can flip the House and the Senate, you'll see a complete rejection of these COVID protocols and restrictions on society and reversing the military mandates on the vaccines and all of that, I guarantee you. The Patriot Act, the problem they got there is that thing's been sitting around since like 9/11, and getting them to undo something that's that old, it's hard to undo government. And not that I'm saying they shouldn't, but they're used to it by now. That's the problem. Chuck, thanks for the call, man.
I'd at least like to see somebody talking about it.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. Got to go to a break, man. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More to come. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. Let's talk about all this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I gotta just stop and tell you, some of you guys right now are putting your car keys in, you know, in your hands, really, or grabbing up your stuff and sort of packing and getting ready for leaving the office for that go-home time. I'm just going to go ahead and suggest to you, you might want to stop for dinner at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner menus. They've got great snacks, and they've got amazing coffees. I'm talking about the dry roast. They can go grind those beans for you. You can have a steaming cup of hot black Java, and that, you know, the light roast, the medium roast, the dark roast, all the different flavors. They're award-winning coffees. They've also got the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, all of those. And their food is excellent. So, I mean, you can even go on their website, order the food, pick it up on the way home, sandwiches, wraps, salads. You can also have breakfast for dinner. I love breakfast for dinner. That's one of my favorites is breakfast for dinner. All that to say, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Sit there, enjoy time with your friends, have a quiet moment just to use the Wi-Fi or read a book while you're there, or grab some food and take it home with you, or come in on the way in the morning, grab you extra special cup of coffee to get your day going right. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I also told y'all about an event coming up, and I want to make sure I emphasize that. You're probably hearing some ads playing about it, and they'll play again for, you know, another couple of weeks. But on the 10th of March in Huntsville at Burritt on the Mountain on Montesano, the Alabama Policy Institute, the organization that this show sprang out of, if you will, is having a dinner event. And it's just it's a night to celebrate conservatism. That's what it is. And to get together, I mean, and to celebrate having a chance to get together, because how long was it that we were not allowed to get together, right? But we're having a dinner event there at Burritt on the Mountain, and I am the keynote speaker. Well, this gives me an opportunity to meet a bunch of my Right Side ruffians. I have not had a chance to meet so many of you in person, and I would love to do that because y'all are the reason why this show exists. So that being said, Burritt on the Mountain, March 10th in the evening, reception followed by dinner. I'm the keynote speaker, and I got a special thing for you, all right? Only for our listeners. We're not doing this everywhere. Just only for our listeners on Right Side. You go to rightsideradio.org. You click on the button that says API 2022 Huntsville Dinner. And when you're buying your ticket online, which there's limited seating, by the way, they've already sold half the seats. When you're buying your ticket online, you get a chance to put in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, and it gives your ticket half price, just for our listeners. So anyway, from me to you, look forward to seeing you there. So check it out, March the 10th, API dinner. I'm the keynote speaker. Get your ticket at rightsideradio.org. I am sticking with this. There's no sense trying to change to a new topic right now. If you want to call in and talk about any of the things we've talked about, especially I would love to hear your thoughts, your concerns, your feelings for that matter, your suggestions about the situation we've got ongoing with regards to the war in Ukraine. And that's what it is. Make no mistake. I am not talking about the incident. I'm not talking about the situation. I'm talking about the war in Ukraine because it's an all-out war right now. And how do you feel about that? 866-494-9866. The phone lines are open if you want to call in here in the latter part of the show. I'm looking at a tweet right now from a guy named Avi Yemeni. I follow him on Twitter. He works for Rebel News, which is an independent news service in both Canada and in Australia. He says Taiwan scrambles Air Force as reports of 9 Chinese aircraft in their defense zone. And then he goes on to say Biden screwed the world, not Trump. Their hero, Biden, who saved us from the mean tweets. I'll be tracking on that to see. But, you know, we do have a true news story. I pulled it off Fox. I read it earlier on the air. That apparently Chinese government news services let slip the other day. They actually published and then had to retract it and pull it off the net. A statement about how they will handle news on Ukraine. And they basically told their people, handle that news carefully. Don't look overly favorable to the West. Make sure that you're careful in your wording. And then it ended by saying, because we will need them one day when we seek the final solution on Taiwan. I'm just telling you, folks, this is not a good situation that we're in right now as we watch the world watching us. New article coming up right now, just popped in on Fox, breaking news, talking about Ukraine cites a military state to prevent men age 18 to 60 from leaving the country. In other words, they don't want their military age men leaving the country. They need them there. Obama says something. Obama calls Russian invasion a violation of the basic principles of human decency. Yes, it is. Where were you before, Mr. President, when he took the Crimean Peninsula during your watch? That's right. You didn't do much of anything then, did you? Well, keep your mean tweets to yourself. You know, your people don't like mean tweets, so be careful. And then you've got this one. Russia cracks down on anti-war protesters. More than 1,700 demonstrators arrested. So this is a big deal. You know, don't think for a minute that this is a situation right now for Vladimir Putin where he has the complete backing of the populace of Russia. They've had their end of wars too. I mean, they don't want to see their young men and women going off to war any more than you or I do. And so right now we've got literally, where is it? Reporting on Fox right now, Russia began cracking down on opposition to the Ukraine invasion Thursday, arresting more than 1,000 anti-war protesters who showed out in several Russian cities. More than 1,700 people have been arrested across Russia in connection to anti-war demonstrations. Wow, that's interesting. I got a caller calling in right now, so let me do that. Line 3, Justin from Huntsville. Hey, Justin, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to it. Glad you're here.
I just want to say I don't really know what we can do in Ukraine, to be honest. I don't think any of us want American troops on the ground. And I'm also not sure it's guaranteed that Russia can overtake Ukraine because of how big Ukraine is and how their military might not be as strong as we think it is. But those are my thoughts. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. Thanks, Phil.
No, Justin, great call. Thank you. Call again more often, man. Love to have you calling in. So that's Justin from Huntsville. He makes a great point. I agree with you, Justin. I do not believe that there is a situation before us right now where we have to put U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. Now, I do believe that, because they're not a member of NATO. They're not. And the Article 5 of the NATO Pact says that an attack on one is an attack on all, and there's a guarantee then of defense. We're not there because this is an ally, but not a NATO ally. They never joined NATO. And in truth, that was probably, you know, intentional because it was provocative to Russia. Well, it was provocative, but you know what? Apparently you can provoke them or not provoke them. They're still going to attack. Nonetheless, I agree with you, Justin, that we don't need to see U.S. troops over there right now. I believe, though, that we're likely going to have to see more of a buildup in the surrounding NATO regions because Putin has already intoned that he believes that Poland should be partly Russian and has made some very disturbing remarks about some other NATO countries. So we got to watch it. I got multiple callers here, so let me just grab one. I think the next one is line 1, Kenny from Huntsville. Hey, Kenny, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, good, Phil. Thank you. I just wanted to say that this whole situation is the direct result of a vacillating foreign policy enacted by Obama and Biden, and then now by Biden himself. and probably to some extent by Trump. And because of those actions and because of the Nord Stream pipeline, Biden has placed everything in this situation on the shoulders of the Ukrainians. The only way he gets a good result out of this is if the Ukrainians bloody the Russians to such an extent that they have to essentially withdraw, such as happened in Afghanistan in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So Biden has completely put himself into a corner.
I agree with you, Kenny. And, you know, the only problem with the Afghanistan analogy is not that you're not right. You are right, is that it took years for Russia to then pull out, and we don't want to see this thing drag on for years. But I agree with you. I think that about the only way this can really work well right now, unless, and we got to watch this too, unless there is some attack made against a NATO country or against the United States. If we see cyber attacks trying to take down our infrastructure, then it may wind up being game on if it has that level of activity that impacts our own homeland. Hey, thanks, man, for the call. Appreciate that very much. Got one more before the break. Kevin from Hartsel. Hey, Kevin, line two. Kevin from Hartsel. Phil Williams on right side. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. I was just following up on your topic there, and I think this kind of plays into the far left's hand on there, which is, you know, is Joe Biden seems to be appeasing them. And how I see that is I don't think he wants to put troops in there. Like I said, I don't think the American public has the stomach for that, and it doesn't really benefit us anything in the Ukraine, but it helps out with the Biden administration's war on fossil fuels. He knows that if the more sanctions he puts on the Russians on there, and with them controlling the large amount of oil that they export right now, it's just going to continue to drive prices on fuel up, which in the U.S., we all know right now is already skyrocketing, but it's just going to drive it further up, and which benefits the left and their war against fossil fuels right now.
It does. You know, the problem they've got is they don't have a viable alternative sitting in the wings just waiting. They can talk about battery-operated cars all they want to, but we don't have charging stations all up and down the interstate. I mean, there's no way to replace fossil fuels tomorrow. In the meantime, we pay more for gas that we have to have.
Right.
I mean, I look back and I'm okay with an all of the above strategy, but the very idea that we now have to buy gas and oil from the company, from the country that we're, you know, sanctioning at the same time, that's just antithetical to common sense. And,
he could change all this around because we were independent for energy from them. All he would have to do was just open things back up again. And with, you know, all this mess that's going on with Ukraine and the Soviet Union, as far as fuel prices and all that, we wouldn't have to, the amount of fuel or oil that he's exporting and that Russia's producing wouldn't affect us one bit.
See, the only problem with that is it requires the Biden administration to apply common sense. And that's the flaw in your argument, my brother.
Yes, sir. Well, you're exactly right.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Up against a break and got to take it. I appreciate that. You stay in the audience, right side ruffian. You know what you sound like. All right, listen, we're taking the last break of the day. Coming back in a minute to wrap up the show. Yeah, we did. Besides the guests and the Grand Council, we spent the whole day on one part of the Triple Dipper. But I'll be honest with you, this is the biggest show or the biggest story of the decade. No bigger one than what we're seeing right now unfolding in Eastern Europe. Keep your eyes on it. It's big. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, you know, one of our team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, as we've talked about, Troops in Contact being the name of the number one Triple Dipper James Vandergriff, the guy who owns Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, is himself a veteran of Afghanistan. That means a lot to me, and I appreciate that. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas, and they're your, like your one-stop shop, I always say, for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. And it doesn't matter what, you know, they're open 6 days a week. It doesn't matter if you have something go wrong on a Friday night. You may still get them out there on a Saturday to help you, and that's big. Now, listen, they're running a special right now. They wanted me to let y'all know, as we're coming into the warm weather months, you're going to have to get your system ready because it's going to be running air conditioning, you know, the summer heat in Alabama. And so they're offering a spring annual maintenance for systems at $69 a unit. That's a good price, $69 a unit, but they go one step further. If anything happens, if it needs repairs in the year following the $69 service they did, they'll give you a 10% discount on any repairs that wind up being necessary. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business right here in our area. Check them out, please. Use them if you need them. 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 256-225-7311. And please tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. Well, it's been a full day. It has been a full day. And so much more that we could cover that I didn't even touch on. Things like what's happening right now with China and Iran. And is China probing the issue related to Taiwan? Are they seeing this as an entree, like an open door opportunity? And what's happening with the Iran nuclear deal, which is ongoing, and Iran was just the other day shouting death to Israel and death to America. Meanwhile, they want to negotiate the opportunity to continue their nuclear ambitions. Many pundits believe that they are just, you know, within 4 to 6 months of a breakout, meaning that they could have nuclear weapons or at least enriched uranium to the extent that they could create nuclear weapons within 4 to 6 months. There's all of that. And then you got North Korea still launching. They launched more missiles into the Sea of Japan from North Korea in the month of January of this year than they have in the entire prior year. It's a very unstable world in some ways. But I do know this. I do know this. The God that we serve is still on his throne. Nothing shakes him or rattles him. Nothing catches him by surprise. There is nothing about our God which is timid or fearful. In fact, his word tells us that we should also consider that too. That we should know that his spirit gives us power and love and self-discipline. That not a spirit of fear, but one of power and love and self-discipline. I really appreciate Leon. I went ahead during the last break and I set my alarm on my phone to go off every day so that I'll remember right before we go on the air, I'm going to join Leanne, and any of y'all want to join us at 1:59 right before Right Side comes on, and just say a prayer for the people of Ukraine. I think that's huge. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." That is not just for our land. That is for our world. And I would challenge you. Join us at 1:59. I think that's a great idea to pray right before we go on the air for the people of Ukraine and for what's happening. And then I'll close by this and say, I could have gone all day and expressed, you know, fear, despair, and everything else, but I'm not going to do that. Because I also believe that Hebrews 10:24 says that we should encourage one another to love and good deeds. And so let me just tell you this. Take heart, you Right Side ruffians. Be encouraged, because the things that you are seeing right now are temporary. And yes, there is a God who is eternal, who has all of this in his hands. And I will just tell you too, there is also a political structure that we are in right now, which is also temporary. November elections are coming. We can change policy if we go to the polls and move it in that direction. All right, folks. There's my word of encouragement for you today. Blessings on you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll see you tomorrow.